Hi there, and welcome to the HVAC SEO PPC podcast. My name is William Payne, and I'm the president of HVAC SEO PPC. We're a digital agency that specializes in helping HVAC companies grow by getting their digital marketing and branding right. And when I say right, I mean making it so that you are the top of mind awareness in your geographic area when people are about to make a decision on hiring an HVAC company. And also making sure that the type of business you're attracting through these efforts are the most profitable jobs. We do this through a combination of traditional branding, digital strategies including SEO, pay-per-click, display, social, and Google Business Profiles. In this episode, we're going to talk about your Google Business Profile. This service was formerly known as Google Maps, then Google My Business. As often as things change on the internet, by the time you hear this, it may be something else. But for now, it is Google Business Profiles, or GBP. I apologize if I call it the wrong thing. I've been calling it Google My Business for many years. So if I slip up and call it that, it's all the same thing. To demonstrate how quickly things change, I actually wrote about it in a book about Google Business Profile. And from the time that I submitted the book to the publisher until the time that it was published, which took about a month, Google had changed the name of the business, so I had the wrong name in the book. So they're changing stuff all the time. That's how they're staying current. So Google Business Profile is a free service provided by Google to help people find local businesses. It is highly used by everyone on the internet. If you have ever typed a search like restaurants near me into your phone, there is a good chance that Google Business Profile gave you the resulting restaurants available around you, usually in pretty close proximity. It is an extremely powerful tool for getting yourself found by people searching for your services locally. It obviously uses your business address in the form of GPS coordinates and compares it with the GPS coordinates of the person searching. It only shows a few addresses on the first grouping of results, though. Even though HVAC companies are less plentiful in an area than restaurants, there are usually more than three that Google shows. So how does Google choose? The obvious answer is proximity. The closest three win, right? Well, not necessarily. Google rose to the top of search engines because they provided the most relevant search results. Others offered spam. The moment they stop providing the best results, they will lose their dominant market position and another search engine will come in and become a household name. They do not want that. So they work at constantly refining and improving their algorithm to provide better, more relevant results than any other search engine. What defines better when it comes to search engine results, though? Let's examine that. Better and more relevant can mean a lot of things, but in this context, we are referring to your HVAC company. It is not as simple as your location versus the person searching. Remember, Google wants to show relevant, useful results so that their users keep choosing Google for search. And there are a lot more things that make a business relevant than location. And many of them are more important than location, assuming there is more than one choice for HVAC service. Because you are listening to this podcast, I will assume there is. Your reviews and Google ratings are very important. Star rating and reviews, for instance, is a big factor. How many reviews a business has is another one. How active your business is in Google Business Profile is another. See, you can't change your location every time someone searches for HVAC companies near me, but you can improve the likelihood that you will be chosen over a nearby competitor for that first coveted three positions in map results. And here's how to do it. How to outrank your competition. Google likes you using their products, and that is not just people searching. It also means the businesses they are serving up. Think about how many businesses there are in North America. The United States alone has over 30 million local businesses. Now imagine a database that contains every single one of those businesses. That is a lot of data to sort through in a few milliseconds. Even broken down by region, specialty, etc., it is a huge amount of data. So Google has to decide how to show the most relevant results. So how do they choose between 20 HVAC companies that are located roughly the same distance from a potential customer's location? An easy way for them to do it is to look right in their own products to see who is using them. Remember, they like you using their products because that regular use signals to Google that you are an active business that probably answers their phone and provides good service, assuming you have good reviews, that is. And therefore, you're going to be the most relevant result for the person conducting the search. As long as Google keeps returning the most relevant results to a person when they search for something, people are going to keep choosing Google over any other search engine for their searches. So Google stays on the top of the search engine landscape, and everyone is happy. So just using your Google Business Profile can give you an edge over the competition. That's why it is such a great way to get noticed. So how do you use it? Well, first, claim your listing. Completely fill it out with details like your business category, a description of your business, your hours, etc. Once that is done, make a schedule to regularly create posts in your Google Business Profile. Posts? You might be asking. That's right. Google Business Profile has a function for posting events and pictures, just like other social media platforms, which is why I feel like it is more powerful than Facebook. It allows you to create a rich profile about who you are and what you do, and if you keep it current, make it more relevant than the competition when a potential buyer is in buying mode. That is not to say that Facebook doesn't have value. It does, but mostly as a branding tool to create top-of-mind awareness about your business. It is not where people typically go when they are ready to buy. Google is where they go when they are getting ready to buy your service. And if you think about your own behavior, I'll bet you will agree. Imagine for a second, you don't own an HVAC company. You walk into your house and it's clear the HVAC system is not working. You check the thermostat and it is set at a temp that's much different than the actual temp of the house, even though the unit is running. You put your hand in front of a vent to confirm the air coming out is not the temp it should be. What are you going to do next? Pull out your phone and start browsing Facebook for AC repair, or are you going to go to Google and type AC repair near me? If you are like the vast majority of people, you are going to go to Google. That is why it is so important to stay active on their map product. Here's a step-by-step on how to claim your account and then how to best use it. Google your business name. Chances are it has been indexed by Google Business Profiles already. They use all kinds of ways to comb data and find local businesses. Next, claim your listing. When you find your listing, it will have a little link that says, "Own this business?" Click it. The steps on how to claim a business change pretty regularly, so I'll not attempt to outline them here because they will most likely be different. The main step has remained the same for a long time, though. They're going to want to guarantee that you are actually the owner of the business. This step is to protect against a competitor claiming your business and marking it as closed or out of business. Google will guarantee your ownership in one of two ways. They will either place an automated phone call to your physical location with the business phone number they have on file, or they will send a postcard. That call or postcard will contain a numeric code that you have to put into the confirmation area to claim the business listing. The quickest route is the phone call. Warning though, the call comes fast, so don't click the button until you are ready with a pencil and paper to write down the code. And if you do not personally answer the phone at your business, alert the person or people that do, that a phone call is about to come through from Google and that they should write down the code. Right now the code is 6 digits, but that may change as well in the future. Whatever the code is, once you have it, enter it into the prompt and you should immediately be given control of the business listing. The next step is to save your login credentials. I cannot tell you how many times we have tried to work with a business that had lost their GBP credentials and were unable to log into their listing to make changes. This is a critical thing. So use an email address that is not going to change and save it somewhere safe. The easiest thing to do is just write it down, the username and password, and file them in your file cabinet under Google Business Profile. The next step you want to do is to populate your listing. It is best to figure on having an hour or two to go through the listing and make sure everything is correct. There are areas for your type of business. This is important because it lets Google know when to show your listing. Your hours, your address, a business description, your services. Fill out everything as completely as you can. Then download the GBP app to your smartphone if it's available. It changes. It was a great app for a long time that was available. They switched it at some point, but it may come back again. If there is a Google Business Profile app available for your smartphone, download it. It makes it much easier to upload pictures and to update your account. Now, you have to update it regularly. Google has a database of millions of local businesses, like I said, and they want to make sure that they are serving up the most relevant results for people when they search for a business. Otherwise, those people will use a different search engine, and that is bad for their business. With millions of businesses in the database, it's difficult for them to identify which businesses are active and responsive. An easy way for them to know is to just look at the activity on your Google Business Profile listing. If you are regularly making updates, they will know that you are actively doing business. That is not a guarantee that you will go right to the top of the search results or anything, but it is a great way to indicate to Google that you want to be in those results. So what are some ways that you can update your GBP profile? As you finish a new install, take pictures with your phone and put them on your profile. It only takes a few minutes, and then create a post and write a quick couple of sentences about what you did. Be sure to include the services you provided similar to the way that they might be searched for. So AC replacement. And then include the city that you did them in. Don't put an address or names of the customers or anything. It should all be anonymous. But the services in the city or county, some kind of geographic reference. So whenever you're posting, you always want to put a geographic and a keyword, if at all possible. You want the posts to read naturally, but you should try to include those two things whenever possible. A keyword that somebody might search for your services and the geographic that you perform those services in. So here's a sample. You take a picture of the new condenser unit on the side of the house with your phone, and then here's the type. Just installed a new, include your manufacturer name, AC system at this beautiful home in, we'll say Port Orange, because that's a town that's nearby me. Thanks so much to the homeowner for choosing your company name for the AC service and installation. Make the grammar and spelling correct in case anyone does read it. Don't feel too much pressure to make this great. This is for search engines to read, not people. Google protects this stuff pretty closely, so there's no way to know how much these things are weighted, but it definitely can't hurt. Also, always consider keywords when you are typing stuff like this. People are much more likely to search for AC repair or air conditioning repair than HVAC, for instance. Some people search for HVAC so you can use it some of the time, but it is better to use AC or air conditioning, air conditioner, heater, central air, central heat, etc. most of the time. It is much more commonly used to search for HVAC companies. And a note on the pictures. Notice I said use your smartphone to take a picture of the project. That's not just because you're likely to do that anyway. There may be tremendous value in using the phone. By default, many smartphones add little bits of information that are sent along with the photo itself. Not all phones do it, but it is worth taking a chance that you may be able to send the location to Google of where the photo was taken in the form of GPS coordinates. Now, Google is extremely protective of what data they use for their ranking algorithm. The location data in the phone may or may not be used. For privacy purposes, the location data included with the image is definitely stripped out before the photo appears in your Google Business Profile's image area. Google is a data-driven company, though, and so I personally find it hard to imagine that they do not record the data when it is uploaded. Either way, it certainly can't hurt and may help your relevance to people searching for HVAC companies near you. So the key takeaways from this section are: claim your Google Business Profile, fill it out as much as you possibly can, and then use it to post pictures or anything you're doing in your business on a regular basis, and try to find a way to post once a week or so. And it is a great way to send a signal to Google that you are an active business. That's it for this episode. I appreciate you listening. If you're interested in talking to us and doing a strategy session about how we can help you grow your HVAC business the way that you want to, please give me a call. Our website is HVACSEOPPC.com. Thanks and have a great day.